We're almost at the end of August, that time when tourism numbers start to level off. And with a hint of autumn in the air, we thought we'd see how the season has been going. To do so, we're joined by Shane Young, who's the general manager of Killary Adventure Company in County Galway, and also by Eddie Riley, who's operations manager at Big Bus Dublin. You're both very welcome to the programme. Shane, could I start with you? Tell us actually, first of all, about your centre and about what you do in Killary.
All right, Killary Adventure Company, we've been here since 1981, so we're getting close on 50 years. We have a 100-bed hostel, accommodation for activities. We have a 30-bed luxury lodge, and we have about 20 different activities we do on site. So a lot of people would come and stay for a couple of days or a week or longer and do activities. Everything from aerial trekking to clay pigeon shooting to wakeboarding and water skiing, high ropes, archery, so everything outside, no indoor activities. We're very much outside every day. And then we also have a tour company called Connemara Adventure Tours that brings in French and American cyclists or walkers who want to do an 8-day walking tour of Connemara. We bring them around. And then we also have a company called Gale Force Events, which you might have heard of, those 10Ks in and around Dublin. We just had one there a couple of weeks ago in Bray, and we do a great fjord swim, which is coming up in a couple of weeks' time, which is going to bring 1,000, maybe 1,500 people to Killary Fjord to swim up and down the fjord. So very much based in the outdoors, everything we do.
Yeah, you're in a spectacular part of the world. How has your summer been?
As I was saying, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear. And I think everybody comes out here. And a lot of the international guests are actually very interested, are very happy that it's not 35, 40 degrees and they're enjoying the wet weather. Now, Irish people tend to give out a bit more, but once everyone's outside and doing something, so, you know, if you're going kayaking, it doesn't matter if it's raining because you're going to get wet anyway, jumping in and out of the water, or a lot of activities you're getting wet anyway. And if you're not, it's not cold, it's just wet and windy. And you know, as long as people aren't cold, they're fine. So we've had quite a good summer in terms of a lot of people coming here. We're very lucky we have our own accommodation. It can be difficult for tourists now trying to find accommodation in West Connemara, and we're very lucky we provide that for everybody.
And up or down on last year, would you say?
Still haven't got to the end of summer, so we're not 100% sure yet, but I'd say we'll be on a par, maybe up in terms of overall numbers, but say we'll know in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
All right, stay with us, Shane, if you would. We're also joined, as I said, by Eddie Riley of Big Bus Dublin. Eddie, again, before we talk about how your summer has been, tell us about Big Bus. You operate in 20 or so different cities, I gather.
Yeah, correct. So we do open top tour buses in about 25 cities around the world, and we just recently launched in Athens as well. And we're essentially guided open top tours around the city centre. Tourists love them because it makes it hard to get lost in a strange city. We bring you around to all the tourist attractions, all the whiskey distilleries, the cathedrals, museums, everything else, and the bus brings you back to where you started as well. So they can use them as a guided taxi for a few days while they're there. Generally, tourists seem to be a big fan of them as well because it reduces the cost on taxis and helps you see parts of the city that you wouldn't normally see.
Yeah, there is a bit of a snag though, isn't there, when it starts to rain, as it has done quite a few times over the past 3 months.
Yeah, the weather hasn't really done us any favours this summer, but again, you have a lot of people coming from a lot hotter climates, and sometimes they're laughing and joking that they're enjoying a bit of cooler weather, and if the rain gets bad they can just go downstairs or under the covers upstairs. So the weather hasn't impacted us too bad, but a couple of sunny days would have done us a few favours this year as well.
How would you describe business this summer, up or down on last year, would you say?
I suppose we have the benefit of being in so many cities around the world. We can compare our numbers with other cities and see how we're doing globally as well. And Dublin seems to be kind of on par with how all of our other cities are doing as well. There's been two major tournaments this summer in terms of the Olympics and the football as well. So that's naturally going to affect tourism numbers, but it hasn't dramatically affected ours. We still seem to be in a good place with that as well. The UK market hasn't really showed up for us the last 2 years. That's down to, I suppose, cost in Dublin. They have a similar mind frame to us, and the cost of Dublin isn't appealing to them. But the North American markets and kind of the European markets have been helping keeping us up the numbers where we want to be.
Shane, can I ask you about that? I mean, Ireland isn't a cheap destination anymore, if it ever was a cheap destination. Do people complain about the prices?
Well, I suppose yes and no. People will always complain about the prices no matter what they are, but you can compare it across the rest of Europe. If you compare what we do, which is an activity holiday, to going skiing in France as an activity holiday, we're a lot cheaper than it. And yes, costs have gone up, but you know, the insurer, the VAT rate went up there recently from 9 to 13.5%, so that's going to make a big difference. Insurance crisis, well, it's less in the news these days. It's still very much front and center of all our minds in terms of the cost we're paying for insurance versus what we're paying across the rest of Europe. So our costs are quite high, and yes, our activities are, you know, expensive, but compared to, you know, other places that don't have the same sort of costs as us, I would argue we're very competitive, and we offer a very good service across the board. Ireland is renowned as a place you come to meet people and do stuff, and it's holding firm on that, I think.
Eddie, do you hear complaints about the cost of things in Ireland and the cost of things in Dublin in particular?
Most people that are in Dublin, they've accepted the price. It's what we've seen in the UK market seems to be deterred by it. But people comment on the cost of accommodation and comment on the cost of drinks and food and things like that. But we're well aware if you go to other major cities, they're in a similar situation with hotel rates being very high and the price of dining and alcohol and things like that being very high. So we don't really have a problem that's standalone in Dublin. It's something that a lot of cities experience as well.
We've lots of people setting out their stalls in advance of the budget. It's hard to turn on the radio at the moment without somebody looking for something. If Jack Chambers was to do one thing for you, what would it be?
In terms of Dublin, I suppose the best thing to benefit operators in Dublin would be some of the city planning. So for argument's sake, when you had the Taylor Swift concert on, there was four or five events on that weekend, and then there was nothing on for a month or so. So spreading some of these events out would make things a lot easier and everybody in the city and fill up some of the more quieter weekends. The challenges of the new traffic plans the council and the government are bringing in cause a lot of problems for us. For argument's sake, we're losing a key stop on Bachelor's Walk with no reasonable alternative being offered to us for our customers in wheelchairs or customers with mobility issues. So sometimes it's the city planning that causes more challenges for us than anything else in the city.
All right. Well, listen, thank you both very much for talking to us this afternoon. And I should say that tomorrow on the programme, we'll be returning to this and we'll be taking the tourism temperature in another part of the country. But talking of temperatures, this is probably not what anybody working in tourism wants to hear, but a number of weather warnings have now been issued as Storm Lillian is set to hit Ireland later this evening. Yes, it does have a name. It's Storm Lillian. Met Éireann said a status yellow rain warning will come into effect tonight for 8 counties. It's for Clare, Galway, Roscommon, Longford, Louth, Meath, Offaly and Westmeath. That's going to be in effect from 10 o'clock tonight until 4 a.m. tomorrow. Heavy rain is likely to lead to localised flooding and difficult travelling conditions. And a separate status yellow wind warning for Munster is in effect, also for Wexford, Wicklow, Carlow, Kilkenny, Laois, Kildare and Dublin. And that's going to be in effect from midnight until 6 tomorrow morning. Met Éireann also saying this lunchtime that unseasonably strong and gusty south to southwest winds veering west to northwest are expected, and there's a continuing risk of coastal flooding due to very high tides. So you have been warned.